second largest school district saying it received a credible threat, abruptly shutting down all campuses just before the morning bell.
They said that it wasn't no school due to a bomb threat, so it's very scary.
The unprecedented decision is what many woke up to.
Breaking news of the massive district-wide shutdown of LAUSD schools.
The threat came by email. A person claiming to be a high school senior, ready with an army to attack schools with guns and bombs. Los Angeles is just 65 miles from San Bernardino, where 14 were killed in a terror attack less than 2 weeks ago.
I think the circumstances in a neighboring San Bernardino, I think what has happened in the nation, I think what happened internationally, I, as superintendent, am not going to take the chance with the life of a student.
The police chief said the threat was specific to all Los Angeles schools.
The implied threat was explosive devices. The specific threat was attack with assault rifles and machine pistols.
While the chief stood by the superintendent, privately, Los Angeles area law enforcement officials say they advised against closing schools, saying the decision was premature and a bad move. The coordinated sweep of LA schools for bombs, a massive undertaking. LAUSD spans 710 square miles with more than 1,000 campuses and 700,000 students, many about to take final exams.
I guess we have to live through this and live this way, you know, trying to see if terrorists are going to come and get us.
With school buses suddenly turned around, many had nowhere to go. Staff and parents complained notification came too late. Tonight, Anthony Carson has to explain to his four-year-old son, AJ, why fear has gripped the region and now his school.
He doesn't know, like, what's going on in the world, like, with what happened, like, you know, in Paris and San Bernardino. He's just happy all the time.